Just one halakha in the laws of basis. Let's just review what is a basis. Regarding the laws of mukseh, obviously we learned in previous halakhot that certain things are forbidden to move on Shabbat. Classic example would be a rock, which is the highest level of mukseh, where it wasn't designated for a permissible function. The rock is mukseh mahmat gufo. Let's say you have a rock that is resting on a non-mukseh item. For example, let's say it was on a tray, or as the Gemara gives an example, on top of a barrel. So now the barrel, which is really non-mukseh, becomes a base to mukseh, and thereby it becomes mukseh itself. The base of a mukseh becomes mukseh. Now there are several conditions that the Gemara discusses in order to make basis. One condition is that the item, for example in our case the rock, had to be placed on the top of the barrel intentionally and willingly, as opposed to if you just forgot the rock on top of the barrel, so then the barrel does not become a basis. That's just one of many different conditions. We want to discuss today is a case that the Terumat HaDeshen discusses, which is brought down in the Bet Yosef in Siman Shin Tet. Question is, a person, let's say, put money in his pocket, his pants pocket, before Shabbat. He wants the money to be there, which means he intentionally left it there in the pants because he didn't intend to wear those pants on Shabbat. So he wants that money to remain there until after Shabbat. He doesn't put it in his drawer, he leaves it in his pants, and he puts his pants on the side. The question is he allowed now to, let's say, move those pants? Question is, do the pants now become a basis? The pants are non-mukseh, the money is mukseh. The money is in the pants. So a person, let's say, wants to move the pants, let's say they're on the floor, or they're on a hanger, it fell, you want to lift it up and put them on a chair. Can you move them? According to the Bet Yosef, it depends. The pants that we wear, the pocket hangs from the pant. It's a separate pocket that's attached to the pant itself, but it hangs on its own, and therefore it's considered not a basis to the pants themselves, and therefore the pants are non-mukseh. As opposed to a shirt, for example, that the shirt pocket is totally attached to the shirt. And therefore, if somebody, for example, for Shabbat, placed a mukseh item, money, or let's say a credit card, or things like that, he placed it in his shirt pocket to leave it there for Shabbat. That shirt now becomes a basis, and one would not be allowed to move the shirt at all. So there's a difference between pants pocket and a shirt pocket. Pants pocket, certainly if you forgot the money in there, there is no question. Because if you forget, it's not a basis at all. We're saying even if you placed the money in the pocket, still it doesn't become a basis. And a shirt, if you intentionally placed it there to store it in the pocket, the shirt is a basis. If you forgot it, of course, in the shirt pocket, then again, it doesn't become a basis and would be permissible to even move the shirt as well.